Good morning, 49er Empire. Welcome back to another episode of The Faithful. I'm Biggie Flores. With me is Zach Green, as always. And today, season three of The Faithful, we got Brandon Ayuk drama. We got preseason week one this Sunday. Zach, how are we feeling, baby?
Dude, season three, I'm locked in. I'm so ready. Just for everything. I mean, we had NCAA, right? Like, yeah. The video game dropout. I know. But not only that, I mean, college football's coming up. Just got my fantasy football magazine.
There we go.
Get me ready. So
you actually won our last league.
Yeah. I know. I won. thanks for reminding me. So
of course.
Gotta hold my reins this year in that league. But all is well here. All is well in the Bay. I know you're back in Arizona.
One more little stint here at school, but you know, school starting also means football season is right around the corner. Man, oh man.
Time to lock in on and off the field,
yeah,
right?
It's been a long off season, man. It's I haven't been able to really talk about it or think about it really, about what happened at the end of last season. But you know, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm ready for 49ers action to get underway. And
It's time. I will watch. I mean, I think I'm like most people. I'm not going to be like totally locked in to preseason because there's so many guys.
Yeah.
And there's just, you know, every game is in the local market. Like, it's not like a, you know, a Sunday ticket game or whatever. But it's going to be fun. We're playing at home, right?
Against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for that.
Tennessee, baby.
You know, preseason coming underway and all that, which means this roster is going to start to shape up soon. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are going to, you know, start evaluating people for cuts. And I think one of the more important position groups that we should focus on as a fan group and just a fan base is the wide receiver position with Brandon Ayuk. Zach, what do you think? Wait, what do we think is going to go on there, man?
Well, it's interesting. They're saying either Cleveland or Pittsburgh. But yeah, if I'm the 49ers, it's looking pretty likely like he wants to get paid. It's not like I don't think he wants to leave. I think it's just more he wants to get his bag. And that's what Bonte's been saying all week. So, you know, that would make sense.
Tactics.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, for me personally, like if I'm Brandon Ayuk, I would want to run it back with this team. Like, why the hell not? You made it to the Super Bowl. I mean, you should have won it if you know the overtime rules. So, that's something we need to talk about.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That's a tough one.
Right. And if Ayuk doesn't get paid before week one kicks off, do you think he'll be gearing up and ready for week one, or do you think he's gonna
Well, he's there, right? So it's not like he's pulling a Bosa he's like just talking. I mean, I get that, you know, because it's like you have that star player, and I wouldn't say he's like a star player, but just in any team, right? And they can, like, you know, they can take a day off or two, but he's also like negotiating a contract, so it's a little different than just taking a, you know, a couple weeks hiatus. You know,
I really don't know what's gonna happen, man. I hope this drama isn't really affecting the team's like chemistry, and I'm sure it's not.
Well,
everyone loves each other in the locker room, and everyone wants each other to get paid, so I'm sure everybody understands. I just hope everyone stays focused and is ready, you know, for week one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, I think the point that I wanted to make up is, everyone wants to get paid, right? Look at Trent Williams.
Yeah, Brock Purdy next year is going to have to get paid too. I mean, I guess this is good problems to have as a franchise, but you got to win soon, man. forever.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I thought if we could rewind it to February, man. I know we haven't talked about it. It's been hard to talk about it, man.
Super Bowl, and reasonably so.
It was one I thought we were going to win. You know, coming out of halftime and Jair Brown gets the interception right away, I was like, damn, we got it. And then, you know, the rest of the half kind of plays on and it's kind of stressful. And then even we go down to the fourth quarter right before the 2 minute drill. And we have, I think it's like a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. And if we get that first down, we're going to drain the rest of the clock. We're going to kick the field goal and we'll win. And then it was some weird slant route that got, I don't know if it was underthrown or whatever, but
yeah,
like thrown at his feet. But we ended up kicking the field goal and the Chiefs get the field goal right back. Dude. And then, like you said, goes in the overtime rules. The team was unprepared.
I don't know if I'm ready to talk for the Super Bowl yet. I'll be honest. Like, we can just summarize the overtime. Like, them not. Like, it's just the clock management. And that happened during the 2020 Super Bowl as well, right? I mean, you know. But let's not forget, shout out Jake Moody. Like, he made that amazing kick. You know, was it like 58 yards or something?
Yeah,
I think so, it
was like the longest field goal made before Harrison.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hold on, mic turned off? Oh, there you go.
Yeah, sorry. It got muted there for a second. But, yeah, I mean, Bucker just got paid, so that's interesting. He got a bag. He got a bag.
$24 million for a kicker?
I
don't think we're going to pay Jake Moody.
Well, that's why he's on his second year. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, as you know, I called you and I'm like, hey, like, let's start season three, right? Because this is nice. Season three, but like, I'm ready. It's just like, I can't afford to see us in the Super Bowl again and lose. Like, that would tarnish my soul.
It hurts, man. I don't,
it really would.
You know, the Netflix show Receiver came out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Recently. And I watched it to the point, and then the Super Bowl came on, and I had an
idea. Yeah. Same.
I just couldn't. Like,
well,
the Lions game was great. Perspective, yeah.
Point of view. So it's a little different. It's a little different, that's for sure. One thing I needed to talk about is definitely Patrick Willis, because he was one of my favorite players growing up.
Congratulations,
and
P. Willis. The Winker.
Yeah, I just wish him and Bowman were able to play together a little longer, you know?
Yeah, careers run short, you know.
Yeah.
It was very physical back then, and, you know, still a physical sport, but not to the extent it was.
It's a little softer.
2010. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, congratulations, Patrick Willis, you know. Wish we got you a ring, but you did the best you could, man. Fun year.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the pro football stuff, like, or Hall of Fame?
I watched a little bit of the ceremony. I never really watched the game itself, you know. I mean, I saw Caleb Williams there for a little bit, but I mean, I didn't really watch too much. Dwight, did you watch it or no?
Well, I saw the game. You know, it ended in the third quarter, right?
Yeah, rain delay or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just more of like the speeches are really long and reasonably so. So it's like it's hard to be locked in because they're thanking everyone. But yeah, I mean, good for Patrick. Like, he's a dog. He is the guy. Like, and it took him a while to get into the hall, right? Because I think that it was like his second or third year on the ballot.
He got it, but, though, baby. He got it.
Yeah. I mean, he got it, which is well deserved. Giants just took the lead, by the way.
There we go.
Is it the first inning? Yeah.
Dang. I had a no-run first inning going on there.
Oh. Well.
All right, man.
Anyways.
Another home run.
Yeah. So. The other point that I wanted to make is like Mustafa, that guy.
Yeah, the safety.
Mustafa, bro, out of Wake Forest. I mean, I was listening to what's his name? Not Damon Bruce, but Larry Kruger. And he said he watched him and made this amazing interception. But it's interesting because if he's going to be that guy like he was talking about, then you also have Hufanga coming back.
Yeah, and you got
So,
Jair Brown there too.
well,
So
Jair
it's,
Brown's pretty good too. So it's just
yeah.
like,
But again, good problems to have. And if
yeah.
Mufasa is really what we hope he is, then maybe he takes over Hufanga in a year or two when we have to pay him. And you know,
Yeah.
we can't pay everyone.
Yeah. No, I mean, go and look at Mustafa's stats at college. It's pretty impressive. He played pretty much every game his senior year, and he didn't have like a lot of sacks, but he was just really productive and he was a ball hawk. So, haven't watched too much film on him, you know. I just, you know, I'm taking what Larry Kruger was saying, so.
That's all. We trust them. I trust them.
Yeah,
There's a lot of
yeah,
Bay Area
yeah.
nurses.
Yeah.
No, good
I
problems to have
mean,
though. I'm sure we'll see him Sunday. I'm sure we'll see him
yeah,
Sunday.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I
He's
mean,
what, a sixth round rookie? Fifth round, sixth round?
I think seventh, actually.
Seventh, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm sure
so.
we'll see him.
I mean, Purdy's seventh rounder, you know, Mr. Irrelevant.
Damn right, baby.
Yeah, I keep saying 'cause I'm like, what do I want to talk about? All
There's a lot
right.
to talk about,
So,
man.
there's a lot. I mean, Brandon Ayuk, right? Like that's how we started it off 'cause we need to dive back in like so we'll have him on the podcast, but Shane Wynn, he played in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's in Cleveland and he's like it's either going to be the Browns or it's going to be the Steelers. But if I'm the 49ers, I'm looking at the Browns because they can offer you Amari Cooper and probably a couple picks.
I also have seen a little Devontae Adams rumors going on there too. I don't know if you saw a receiver, but he
Yeah,
was at
well, those rumors, like,
Jimmy G.
to
And
me, feel a little bit more like, what's the word? A
like
little like,
fan-made.
yeah, because of receiver.
I think, well, the reason Devontae goes to the Raiders is to play with his college teammate Derek Carr, and Derek Carr is no longer there. So I assume Devontae doesn't really mind if he were to have leave or to leave
Let me see it.
Raiders. Yeah, it's sick showing up a receiver poster right now.
It goes this way, it goes that
But
way.
I mean, I would trade for Ayuk for Devontae right now.
Well, see, it's always interesting because this is a business league, right? It's like, of course, you want to pay the guy, but given the situation the Niners are in where Trent Williams also wants to get paid, everyone's not going to be able to get their bag. So this might be a scenario where it's like it's a win-win for both teams. I'm not sure how much the Browns would like actually get off Ayuk, you know, because I mean Ayuk was great. I think he was really good. He really bursted onto the scene and made him well known. So yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, I mean, either way, I think the wide receiver group is in good hands. You know, you still got Debo Samuel. I think Juwan Jennings is going to be great again, like he is always. George Kittle's receiving threat. CMC is a receiving threat out of the backfield. And then you got our rookie first rounder, Ricky Pearsall.
Slick
Brock
Rick.
Purdy, yeah,
Slick Rick.
Brock Purdy's going to have so many options, even if Ayuk won't be there.
Yeah.
So it's not the worst in the world, but of course you would want him to
Yeah.
stay because he knows the culture, he understands what the playbook is, and I hope you stay, but
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I would love to run it back with this team, especially with Slick Rick, but you know, we have an abundance of talent, and that's a good thing.
good
And
problems to have when you can't pay everyone, so.
yeah. Good problems to have. And also it's just like we're so fortunate because I'm even thinking like if the Browns get Ayuk, right? Like that doesn't even really put them over the top. I look at the
No.
49ers and it's like, we're over the top. Like, we're due.
Yeah, we've been due.
We've been due, you know? So
yeah.
It's interesting how I win a fantasy football league on auto draft and how, like, we have a 10-point lead in 2 Super Bowls and we lose, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, how does sports work like that?
I don't know, man. It's the way the cards fall.
Yeah, well,
sucks.
I feel like if we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, then we need to talk about the overtime rules. And that's what everyone was saying, because everyone was saying, oh, we didn't know the overtime rules. And I'm like, I'm sure we did. But even that speculation is just like unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable to me, because it's like, you're playing in the goddamn Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to be prepared. It was the way people worded it weird.
I saw all different stuff.
Wrong. Yeah. The whole thing was confusing, which made the Niners look bad on itself.
Yeah, it made us look terrible. I mean, it was Fred Warner. And Fred Warner's probably, you know, like, he's that guy. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to find out for a while to tap into his head to see what he was thinking, you know, because was he out on the coin, like toss field? Who was it?
I think
it was him, Trent Williams.
I think it was just, I think when it goes overtime, it's just one player. So I think.
It was just Fred. So yeah, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Oy vey.
Yeah. I haven't rewatched any of it at all. I see zig routes when I'm playing college football, like for touchdowns, and it just reminds me of the little play.
The little thinking.
I'm like, it's just a zig route.
No, I know, I know.
And like, damn, that's
the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I'm excited. I think about it. I'm so ready for football, but then I'm like, please don't break my heart again.
Yeah. Well, I had to do my fair share of drinking after that game. Like, I didn't get, like, I had some stuff to drink, like some whiskey. I'm a whiskey guy.
Okay,
but
whiskey.
Yeah. Well, that was like a need then, because I was like, this is it. Like, we're winning this, you know? And for us to, like, lose in overtime the way we did, it was like, okay, I need a shot of whiskey, like, bad. Sure. You know, and fair enough. So my sorrow is over. It's a new season. I'm feeling really, really grateful and faithful.
Damn right, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Sunday. I hope we get to see a little bit of Ricky Pearsall.
Slick Rick, baby.
Mustafa, baby.
Funny story that I need to mention on Slick. So Dalen played with him at ASU.
ASU, baby, forks up.
Yeah. and he had texted me about him before he got drafted with the Niners. Like, he didn't know, but I'm like, I should have known. But no one knew we were going to take him.
Yeah.
Like, it really came out of nowhere. Who did you want us to take?
I wanted an offensive lineman.
Really. Yeah, same.
Ricky Pearsall kind of caught me off guard.
But you can see what they're thinking. They're thinking ahead because they were thinking about Ayuk.
Yeah, I thought right when we traded him, I thought we're drafting him. I was like, we're trading Ayuk by tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it still hasn't happened.
That's what I thought.
Ayuk and Pearsall are teammates at Arizona State as well.
I know. Well, you could understand why, because the 49ers have all the leverage in this situation. Yeah. You know, you have Brandon Ayuk, and let's not forget, he could easily just play on his fifth year option.
Yeah,
like, you know, I mean, that could be an option. It'll be interesting, and we'll definitely talk about it when something happens.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's like, it just it's like a little bit of agony, because it's like, you want him on the field.
I just want to know, at least I hope internally the Niners know if there's no contract done before week one. I hope they know if he's going to play or sit out. Because
yeah,
I'm sure
mm-hmm.
you know, they got the game plan going already for week one. You know, it's against the Jets, Monday Night Football, national television. Shanahan's going to become ready to go. And Ayuk being there or not being there is going to be a huge part of the game plan. Will it hurt us? Yeah, maybe, but we have plenty of other weapons to game plan around. So I think it's more of like a, you got to let us know if you're playing. And I hope internally they nail that. I know it's not really to the public.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I hope they do. They know that.
No, I agree. I agree. And we'll definitely, I'll definitely try to have Bonte come back on. I'm sure he'll gladly join us. So, and then, yeah, I can get Shane on. So he's in Cleveland. He played for the Browns. He's a Hoosier. He's a Hoosier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a funny. He's a funny guy.
Hell yeah, man.
So he'll be joining us. He'll be joining us on season three.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. We got a long season ahead of us.
Yeah. This is probably going to be the longest one, just knowing like after what happened the past two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we will see. I mean, I'm not sure how long you're trying to, you know, talk, but I'm just trying to lock in and like, you know. Oh,
yeah, I'm fucking locked. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
we'll get a few more podcasts out.
We got the game Sunday, and then I mean, we got the games around the league. College football starting up, so yeah, man, great things to look forward to.
Yeah,
we'll amazing things to look forward
to. We're
going to
give you guys like our record predictions and all that.
Oh, I would love to do record prediction.
We'll talk about who we fear the most in the NFC and the NFC West and all that. I'm ready, man. Season three is underway. We're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about some of the newer additions once like the roster plays out and stuff.
Yeah. I've been watching preseason pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you're more locked into the roster. I got IU to follow. So
yeah,
you know.
How the Hoosiers it's looking this year.
Well, I played a game on NCAA last night, and I just got absolutely demolished using them.
It's all right.
Against Kentucky. I mean, Kentucky's good at football, you know?
Yeah, basketball school.
So, good at basketball. But they're a bad – yeah.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see, man. I mean, I'm a Hoosier for life, so.
Of course, man.
I think that's my PlayStation name. It's Hoosiers for Life.
If you ever run into someone on college football called Hoosiers for Life, well, you know who you're playing.
Yeah, one time I did run into someone and he had his name like Hoosiers something, like Hoosier Daddy or something.
Yeah, Hoosier Daddy. I think I played him against too.
Yeah, you may have, bro.
I've heard that name.
It was like Hoosier Daddy 101.
Yeah, I love it.
So yeah, man. I got you this receiver poster, so
I appreciate you, big man.
I didn't
it I'm out there.
Get it. So, yeah. All right. It's all yours, dude.
Let's do it, man. Season three underway. We'll get you another episode out maybe Sunday right after Monday after the preseason. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Season predictions, all that, who we're scared of, coming soon. Thank you, 49er Empire. Love y'all. All right. Hopefully
much
it
love.
Ends good
much
this
love.
Year, this season. Please make me happy. Let me get a ring on my finger this one.
Yeah, let's get a ring. Let's get the actual ring.
Come on, man. All right. 49er.
Put it on the middle one and say that to the Chiefs.
Let's do it, baby. All right. Man, the Chiefs own us the Super Bowl, but it don't matter.
Yeah, 49er. It don't matter. It's new season, bro. It's the new season. And let's not forget, the Lions beat the Chiefs week one, right? So it's just like you got a lot of games that people think like, hey, I'm not a betting guy, but there's going to be some upsets, you know? I might have to pick some underdogs.
Let's do it, baby. I'm ready. I'm excited.
All right. All right, Biggie. Much love, bro.
Faithful Zach. I'll see y'all next week. Talking next week. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you're watching this now.